And this is the city council. So why don't you go ahead, McKenzie, I understand you have something you wish to tell the city council.
Okay.
I do. And,
okay.
Maybe we'll get our camera.
Why don't you tell people who you are, even though I've said that.
My name's McKenzie Potter-Mowen, and I'm here to talk today about discrimination and how it's wrong and war. The problem with America is that there's discrimination in this world. I don't understand why men can't marry men and women can't marry women. It's an insult. I'm trying to do what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to do. I'm trying to change the law about gays and lesbians and make it about love. I really think my mom should get married. They love each other. They might look different to some people, but there's nothing that can stop love. Why should people be this way when we could all just love and care? I found out that in many different ways we aren't keeping up Dr. King's dream alive as we should. Gays can't get married. People still think African Americans should be treated badly, and war is horrible. It's taking down houses and separating families. People are dying from it. There are broken hearts. Do you think we should all go on this horrible way, or should we start keeping his dream alive? I think we should keep his dream alive because it's the right thing to do. If people really work on it, the world will change in time. I bet Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be up here saying his words about gays and the war. I bet he would be saying discrimination is wrong. I bet he would say that caring and loving is what we should do to make this world a better place. War is horrible. If we don't stop President Bush, he might think he should be king. I think he's wrong. I'm not okay with George Bush as president. We should do a redo. Think of what could happen. I want my moms to be together. I want the war to stop. Think about what I said for a couple of days. Think about what he's done to our world. This has been going on for too long. Oh, and I thank City Council for letting me talk.
Nice job, McKenzie.
Thank you very much, McKenzie. And the mom in the purple sweater is Kate Potter, and her other mom is Pam Mowen. I also want to announce that tonight at 5:30, there's going to be a vigil over at Terry Schrunk Plaza to show support for Oregon's domestic partnership law, and I encourage all people to attend. So thank you for being here, and thank you for your words of wisdom. I'm going to speak as a grandpa. My granddaughter wrote this great, great piece for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and I would just like to share it with you as we've shared it with the council. This is from McKenzie, and it's, "I Have a Dream. I think that gays should be married," and it's M-A-R-E-D, "and my moms should stay married forever and more, and love, peace, care should be stuck to us like glue."
Very nice.
That's very nice.
Thank you, McKenzie. Finally, City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Sten. Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the first communication.
Item 144, request of Glenn Owen to address Council regarding an impeachment resolution.
Thank you for being here this morning. State your name when you speak, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Glenn Owen, and I'm here to remind Your Honor, the Mayor, what happened to you when you were under surveillance by Homeland Security, which was perfectly legal as things now stand. The only way that we will reverse the legality of that is by impeaching those who are delivering these behaviors, particularly torture, lies into war, executive order, signing orders. I'm not going to take my whole time. I hope you will listen to your granddaughter, particularly when she talks about the effect of the unitary executive of the United States as pertains to her generation and the world of her generation. I'm Glenn Owen. Thank you.
Thank you. Please read the next.
Item 145, request of Reverend Nathan Knowles to address council regarding the first YWMCA and family shelter for Portland.
Sir, I'll take those, Mr. please Knowles. Give them to the please give them to the clerk. Thank you.
Well, I'm Evangelist Nathan Knowles.
Excuse me, will you please sit down?
All right.
You state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes,
yeah.
Sir.
Evangelist Nathan Knowles. This city does not have a permanent family shelter on a permanent basis. It's temporary only during severe weather for only a few hours. Our country is a free country. That's supposed to mean that you don't pay for it. So to keep the American dream alive, I hope that this city would do like what Hollywood did when they put out the film Evan Almighty, about three families that were saved in the ark when the flood came. I know this is a rainy town, but that's what God did. Why don't this city continue to do what the God of this country does and take care of the family during flood or famine and so forth on a permanent basis? Again, to represent our Constitution, this is a free country, so I hope we can do that for free. I'd like to get the Washington High School. It's condemned property. I don't believe our country should have condemned properties, and use it for that purpose. Also start the first ever Young Women's and Men's Christian Association, which is a branch breakoff from the YMCA and the YWCA, which I started with Courtney Childress, staff member of the YWCA, and I like to use that property for this purpose. I like to call the family shelter Ruth Room or Ruth House, based off the late Reverend Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Bell Graham, and the woman in the Bible, Ruth. Both were family women, both believed in the Lord, and so forth, and hopefully we can, again, keep this country free for families. I see them every day on the streets. They can't pay a toll. There's only places for single people at night usually. So, you know, the family has to break apart during the night. That doesn't make sense. I grew up in a house such as probably you have with your family that are home every night. I like to continue that, to see that as well. So you guys got the initiative and the proposal. You know how to get a hold of me. My contact information is right there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's all the communications.
Okay. On the consent agenda, requested that item 150 be pulled off to make an amendment to item 150, so we'll hear that. It's just a monetary amount difference. Are there any other consent item agendas the commissioners wish to pull? Any member of this audience wish to pull any item from the consent agenda? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman? Potter?
Aye. Please read the 9:30 time certain.
Item 146, authorize an agreement between Portland Parks and Recreation and the Oregon Department of Transportation to accept a grant of $460,000 to develop a portion of the Columbia Slough Trail between Portland International Raceway and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Mr. Saltzman?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Receiving this money from ODOT to develop the trail along the Columbia Slough is a great step forward in our region's trail system. The Oregon Department of Transportation has done an excellent job of both informing and receiving input from residents and city staff on how and where to widen I-5 near the Columbia Slough, a project very important to the city and our region. From a City of Portland Parks perspective, our ball diamonds and soccer fields at East Delta Park, as well as Heron Lakes golf courses and the Portland International Raceway, will all benefit from improved access due to this project. And now our trail system through and adjacent to these properties
will take strides due to this project. So I want to offer a big thank you to the Oregon Department of Transportation for recognizing the impact of constructing this widening project, and also thank you to the 40-mile Loop Land Trust and for submitting the project request, and to the Columbia Slough Watershed Council and Multnomah County Drainage District for supporting it. Without your advocacy, we would not be receiving these monies. So I'm going to turn it over now to Greg Everhart of our Parks Department, and she'll give us the highlights.
Actually, given the schedule so far today, I'm just going to make myself available for questions and introduce some of the advocates. This is Pam Arden, the 40-mile Loop, Jan Van Dyke of the Columbia Slough Council, and there'll be two additional folks. I'll come back at the end if you've got questions.
You want to just outline on that drawing there where the, or is Pam or somebody going to, okay.
Bright pink is the section that this $610,000 will help build.
Pam?
Morning. I'm Pam Arden. I'm a Kenton resident and also part of the 40-Mile Loop Land Trust. This is quite an achievement to have $600,000 be put on a, you know, be granted to us for this trail. We have, this is one piece of the whole Columbia Slough Trail network that will end up, you know, in the future being a big link to, you know, for families. Starting out at near Kelly Point Park, you have the part that the port built a couple years ago. Then you have the part that goes through Smith Bybee Lakes. And then where you had the Columbia Slough Watershed, Columbia Slough, the wastewater treatment plant. You had a portion of the trail that was built between North Portland Road and Denver Avenue. This section that we're talking about here would continue that trail from PIR to MLK. And, of course, the first part that we're going to be able to do is going to be between I-5 and MLK simply because of the widening project that's going to be taking part between PIR and I-5. So we're going to have to hold off on that section. This is part of the original 40-mile loop trail network so that when we have the slough network finished, you're going to have a lot better access to the area for families. And having a place for people to go and recreate off the regular city streets would be really terrific for everybody's health and well-being. We have the 40-mile loop having the idea of connecting communities to trails. And right now, I've lived in Kenton for about 30 years, and it's almost impossible to connect from Kenton to Delta Park. You have to go down Denver Avenue, which is a very scary idea, try to figure out how to cross the slough and how to cross the Schmier Road. So to try to get across to the west side of the Denver Avenue is a kind of a feat in making sure that you stay alive getting across the road. So this project, when we get to phase two, we'll be redoing that viaduct, we'll be redoing that whole connection. So this is really going to be a terrific piece for our future of our community that we're actually going to be able to get there from here. So I appreciate the opportunity to put this grant in and hope that we can get further money in the future to finish up the project. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jane Van Dyke, the Executive Director of the Columbia Slough Watershed Council. And I know you're familiar with councils, and we are, like many of the 90 other councils around the state, a stakeholder group, citizens, businesses, governmental jurisdictions, and other organizations working to improve not only the slough, but the watershed itself. About 4 years ago, we developed an action plan, a little summary here, and it has over 180 items on it in six different categories, including water quality, outreach and education, but particularly for today, recreation. And the Columbia Slough Trail is one of those recreational components. Our recreational vision includes not only a land-based trail, which this trail is that we're talking about today, but a water trail. And right now, you can just about go all the way on the Columbia Slough with only a few crossings by water. But to go by bike or to go by foot is very difficult. And certainly this money, as we widen I-5, is a great addition to not only the recreational component, but as we see increasingly the ability of people to commute to their jobs east and west of I-5. So a great addition, and I hope for your approval of this grant. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt Freetag. I'm a consultant project manager for ODOT Region 1. I just want to give you a bit of an update on the work that's being done out there. First up, the Delta Park environmental assessment. There were five city bureaus that were involved in crafting and reviewing the EA. We selected alternative number 2, which was Argyle on the Hill, from five alternatives, primarily because it minimized business displacements and had the second lowest property acquisitions. Through this process, ODOT and PDOT will coordinate the construction management plan to ensure the least possible disruptions to business and to the local community. And the I-5 Delta Park project is a great example of the city's, state, and community partnerships that were developed to look at improving safety, relieving congestion, and investing in community livability. The community enhancement projects, the EA recommended a $1 million community enhancement fund as a mitigation measure for the selection of alternative 2. This specific project, the Columbia Slough Trail, is the final enhancement project of 7 that provides enhancements to the Delta Park project influence area. And at the end of phase 1, this trail will provide a usable connection from the MLK area to Delta Park. And the proposed design will also offer the flexibility to be extended further out with very little modification to the new trail. In the near future, phase 1 of this project is I-5 Victory to Lombard Street. And that project will add an additional lane of southbound traffic on I-5 and will also widen shoulders in this section of I-5 and realign ramps to better meet design standards along this 1.2-mile section of I-5. The involvement of the city bureaus was an integral part of the development and approval of this project, and we appreciated the participation of all city staff. The current schedule for this project is bid opening of tomorrow morning and an anticipated notice of receipt of construction contract in late March with a completion date of approximately October 31st, 2010. And we invite the council to join us at the anticipated groundbreaking in late spring. For Delta Park Phase 2, that will be to improve Denver and the local street network in this near this section of Delta Park. The project is in the RTP and also in ODOT's 0811 STIP. According to the EA, ODOT will continue to investigate design options for multimodal facilities on Denver Avenue to both improve traffic safety and operations. Funds have been identified to start the planning phase of this project, but funds still need to be identified for design, construction, and right-of-way purchases. And ODOT will be working with the city to identify sources of funds to complete this important upgrade to the local street network. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to just, as part of the 40-mile loop and as part of a new group called the North Portland Greenway, just want to give you the newest brochure.
Yay.
Another part of 40-mile loop. Thanks.
Thanks.
I don't know if
were there others that you had on a special
testimony?
Did any folks sign up to testify on this?
Greg Everhart and Susan Bartel signed up.
Go ahead. I'm just here for questions.
I'm Susan Bartel from the Bureau of Environmental Services. And very quickly, I'd like to point out that this project will link with work that we've already done and work that is connected to community benefits for the Eastside Big Pipe. This will be in part a water trail access point at Denver Avenue, staged as part of phase 2 of this I-5 project. The reason it's important is perhaps that the Portland Art Museum has a collection of old photographs and pictures that date back to the late 1800s and early 1900s. Charles McKinney has one of my favorites, and it shows the quiet waters of the slough and the views of Mount Hood and the views of the lowlands as well as the Columbia River. So what we're building here is not only access to the river, but also access to the mountain. Finally, I monitor some of the blogs that people blog entries about the Columbia Slough, and over and over and over again, I get things that are both raves, they're great views, great experiences on the water, and oh my God, it's terrifying to get there. So we're delighted that the BES funds are going to enhance what's already a partnership and likely to be a continuing partnership. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here for questions, or we can just thank you and hear your response.
Is it non-emergency?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to thank ODOT. The resources for this project came out of our work, as was mentioned, by the Delta Park widening. And on that committee with me was Rex Burkholter, who is a strong advocate. Also want to acknowledge Warren Jimenez, who is on the Neighborhood Mitigation Committee that worked to provide the resources for this project, and a lot of other community members. And as a resident of Kenton myself, this is really fantastic. So thanks to everyone for their work.
Thank you. Thank you. So this moves on to...
Did anybody sign up, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, very much. It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read the 945 time certain.
Item 147, address pay and benefit inequity among janitors cleaning city facilities.
This, Commissioner Adams, has this been rescheduled?
Yeah, we couldn't get our partners here, so we're going to reschedule it to an undetermined future date. Yep. Send it back to my office, please.
We'll move to the regular agenda. Here, item 150, since it's just a monetary correction, the item 150 was to accept a grant from the state and to the Office of Emergency Management in the city. And, pardon? Yes, I'm sorry. Please read item number 150.
Accept an Oregon Military Department, Office of Emergency Management, Department of Homeland Security, Fiscal Year 2007 Urban Area Security Initiative Grant to plan for terrorism events through planning, training, and equipping first responders.
The only difference in the ordinance is that the state gave us an additional amount of money of $16,729. So it actually increases the award to $6,806,353. Do I hear a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Please read item.
We need to take a roll on the ordinance itself.
I guess we should.
That was the amendment?
Okay. Yes.
Right. Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Yes. Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. And I'd like to, we'll move to the regular agenda, and I'd like to hear item 178 first and then 175.
Okay.
And 178 is a second reading, call a vote.
178, I'll read the title.
Yes.
Amend City Code to provide funding to address Portland's street maintenance and transportation safety needs, including at intersections and around schools, reduce traffic congestion, expand the bicycle network, and improve freight mobility as companion to Multnomah County's efforts to secure funding to replace the Selwood Bridge.
Call the vote.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank the City Council for their consideration of this issue and for their encouragement over the past 8 months. I'd also like to thank the stakeholders, including folks from the neighborhoods, business freight, bike advocates. This has been quite a process. Specifically, the team from PDOT you see here, Mark Lear, John Rist, and Jerry Corbin, and Sue Keel, who couldn't be here today, and Jan Waltz, and many others. I especially want to underscore my thanks to folks on my staff, Roland Schapowski, Tom Miller, but underline thanks for Shoshana Oppenheim for all of your good work. Shoshana, I really appreciate it. In the coming months, among the implementation issues that Council will work on is the creation of the Oversight Committee. Move for monthly billing, the impacts to deal with the impacts of the SMIF on affordable housing, prioritization of projects, further implementation of the green discounts, and all the work related to the workforce to build the construction projects and to partner with the state and local governments and federal governments to successfully raise the gas tax statewide. So thanks for your consideration. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, I cast a vote on this measure today in the context, in my own context, of having served in the legislature almost 10 years before I arrived here and listened to these same debates in Salem from 1993 on about the need to maintain the road infrastructure we have and then even to expand it to somehow provide some certainty to commuters and safety. And that issue, along with a number of others, for me, was really the dark side of serving in the legislature, seeing these really important, significant capital improvement needs ignored at the whim of lobbyists. Truckers Association, the Gasoline Dealers Association, the petroleum companies, at times even the American Automobile Association. And it was just a very frustrating experience to watch people that I served with and respected in so many ways succumb to the pressure of lobbyists. And was one of the main reasons I, when this position came available on the city council in 2002, I left the legislature and ran for the city council because it just felt like I was spending a lot of time and effort beating my head against the wall, as were some of my colleagues, and getting nowhere. So in that context, I cannot tell you how refreshing it has been to watch Commissioner Adams and the community take on an issue others have shied away from all over the state of Oregon. In cities throughout the state of Oregon, mayors throughout the state of Oregon, council people, legislators, and a good friend of mine, the governor, are unwilling to take on this tough issue because of the moneyed interest that would fight it and put it on the ballot. And so it isn't just because I'm nerdy, it's because I was fascinated by why Sam was doing this, that I watched on Channel 30 a lot of his town hall meetings. And I was just obviously intrigued with the details of the discussion, but that Sam was willing to step up to the plate and do something countless leaders in Oregon have refused to do since 1993, the last year the gas tax increased. And so I don't think Sam has gotten enough credit for taking head on something that has caused others to shy away from. And whether I agree with the details of the report or not really are secondary to supporting this bigger effort that he has undertaken, which I think is not only going to serve Portland well in terms of keeping up our roads, but it'll I predict, save lives. There will be people who will, because of these improvements, not find themselves at odds with a 2 or 3 ton vehicle, that they are not going to survive. So I appreciate very much the work that went into this, the effort, the patience that I saw as I watched some of these town halls on TV, that frankly I could not have risen to if it was my response. I saw some of what the people said to Sam and how he reacted to them, and I really did admire it, and I feel compelled to certainly make that clear to everybody listening that this it required all of those various skills and efforts and collaborations and, you know, frustrations to get to the point that we are today to do something that is really significant and important for our community. And so I'm really in many ways flattered and honored to be able to support this today, given my history with this issue. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Adams for showing extraordinary leadership in crafting this package that will improve street, will provide money for street maintenance, critical street maintenance, also improve safety for pedestrians, bicyclists, and improve freight mobility. These are all critical issues to a city that's growing growing rapidly, and infrastructure is deteriorating. And we need to do, there's just too many conflicts now between pedestrian, bicyclists, and automobiles, and we need to address those head on, and a good part of this package will do that. What I particularly like about the package is that it is very specific. It does contain a 10% administrative cap on expenses. And as I said, it tells you, I mean, anybody who cares to delve into this can find out where the money will be going over the next 10 or so years. And I think that's what our public expects of us these days, is to, when we're going to assess a new fee on them, that we be very specific about where it's going to be spent and how administrative expenses are going to be limited. So I want to thank Commissioner Adams. It's truly an extraordinary. I didn't see the town hall meetings. I'll wait for the DVD collection to come out. but having an 89 person oversight committee, not oversight committee, 89 person steering committee, and steering that committee to a place where they are supporting this is truly a magnificent feat and deserves to be lauded. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Potter.
Well, last week I was in Washington, D.C., and I stopped to visit our congressional delegation, and I was talking to Senator Wyden about the economic stimulus package that is being bantered around in the Congress at this point. And he wanted to use the money, the $150 billion, on transportation throughout the United States because he recognized that the transportation infrastructure in the United States needs a lot of help and a lot of resources. I'm not too sure if that's going to happen, but I certainly support what he is trying. And I also support Commissioner Adams' leadership on this on a local level, is if the feds aren't going to move, that we need to take care of our streets. And I think that this package does that. I think it's a work in progress, so I think that there will be changes as we move along. But for the overall part, this was something that is sorely needed. And I would like to remind people that we also have other elements of our infrastructure that need attendance as well, including our water system, parks, and sewer system. So this is an excellent piece of work. Thank you very much, Commissioner Adams, and I vote aye. Now, please go back to 175.
Amend contract with Kayenta Canada, Inc. for implementation of the Safe, Sound, and Green Street maintenance and safety fee into the Portland Utility Billing System.
So the legislation that just passed, this is to be able to actually put it into the utility billing system. Did you want to have any say on that?
Thank you, Mayor, Council. My name is Mark Granke. I'm the Interim Director for the Bureau of Technology Services. I'm here today to seek your approval to authorize BTS on behalf of PDOT and the Revenue Bureau up to amend a contract with Kayenta Canada Incorporated. The city implemented customer information system in April 2006. The system provides billing for water and sewer services for the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Bureau of Waterworks. In support of the city's plan to collect fees for PDOT's Safe, Sound, and Green Streets ordinance and have these fees appear on utility bills, we must make modifications to our existing software. This ordinance seeks to amend the existing contract to increase the not-to-exceed amount by approximately $288,000 in support of these modifications. Thank you for your consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you. Is there a testimony on this?
I set out a sign-up sheet. No one signed up.
Okay. It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 176.
Amend contract with Michael Gennari to develop and implement SAP interfaces for the Portland Police Bureau's employee information system.
Morning again.
You look familiar.
Mark Granke, Interim Director of Bureau of Technology Services. Here today to seek your approval to authorize BTS on behalf of the Portland Police Bureau to amend our contract with Michael Gennari to support modifications to the employee information system. The employee information system, formerly known as the Early Intervention System, is an application designed to help officers improve job performance and also reduce the likelihood of behaviors that could lead to misconduct. This application automatically collects data from a variety of sources, including the city's current payroll system. This is primarily for overtime and sick leave. as the city's planning to move its current payroll system to a replacement system, SAP, as part of the Enterprise Business Solution Project. Modifications to this application, the EIS application, are needed as far as interfaces are concerned. This ordinance seeks to increase the not-to-exceed amount with the contract for PTE services by $18,000, as well as extend the contract expiration date to June 30, 2008. I'm here to answer additional questions that you may have, and I also have folks here from the Police Bureau if you have any business-related questions for the system.
So, what exactly will this do?
So the employee information system collects data from various sources, understanding it's looking for, you know, flags that may result in misconduct for officers. So currently the system collects data from IBIS, our current payroll system for time and recording. What we need to do is have that collect data from the replacement system as part of the EBS project. So this allows work to be done to write an interface to allow the EIS system to talk to the SAP replacement system.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thank you.
Did we have a sign-up sheet on this?
I did. No one signed up.
Okay. It's emergency. Please call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 177.
Vacate a portion of Northwest Natal Parkway east of Northwest 9th Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Mr. Adams?
Yeah, please come forward.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Dee Walker. I'm with Right of Way Acquisition for the Office of Transportation. And before you today, we have a request to vacate a portion of Natal Parkway for development by Waterfront Pearl Limited. We do have someone here if you would like to be given a short presentation of what they're doing. It's a condo project that's going up, and there are no one has sent in any objections, so this is actually part of a three-part deal. Right now, they are under a long-term lease. It is fee-owned, a little strip of fee-owned property by the city. This is the second part with the street vacation, and then part three will be, it's actually the property is being appraised, and we will be selling the property to the adjacent property owner for the development.
Is this the one we discussed some time back? Or was that a different one?
That was a different one.
That was different. Same issues. Yeah.
Sounds very similar.
Yeah.
So this is sometime in the back. The city had plans to widen Natal Parkway, and so.
Right. It was transferred from ODOT. That's why we got it in fee. So I actually was here. It could have been the same one for the pub to set this public hearing. But anyway, it was transferred from ODOT to transportation to PDOT, and that's why we own it in fee. Hence, we have to vacate the public's interest in it before we can sell the property back to the adjacent property owner. So, and this was brought before you quite a long time ago in an ordinance for this three-part deal, so it's pretty much been negotiated.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Deja vu all over again.
Yeah. Questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 179.
Thank you.
Establish a Portland Safe, Sound, and Green Streets Independent Oversight Committee to ensure the effective delivery of projects and services.
It's a second reading. Call a vote.
Adams.
One more person that I want to thank, and that's Susan Kubota, who's taken time out of her schedule to attend all the city council hearings, who has lost a loved one on the city's transportation system. And Susan, I know it's been really hard for you and your family, but I want to thank you for reminding everyone about the human aspects of having an unsafe and deteriorated transportation system. Thank you very much. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Read item 180.
authorize lease agreement between Lentz Little League and Portland Parks and Recreation for the use of Lentz Park by Lentz Little League.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This has been a long time coming, and it's great to see the agreement before us. This is a straightforward license agreement whereby Lentz Little League will have use of facilities in Lentz Park. These facilities are being upgraded thanks to the Portland Development Commission and will serve the Lentz Little League for decades to come. Park staff is here to answer any questions.
Good morning. My name is Steve Planchon, Property and Contracts Manager at Parks, and if you have questions, I'm available.
Questions? Thank you. Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Emergency, please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, I know how challenging this has been. I've followed it over the years as part of the whole urban renewal effort out in Lentz. So I appreciate the work that it took to do this, and I think it creates an opportunity to do some more really good development in Lentz. So thank you very much. Aye.
Salzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 181.
Approve agreement for acquisition of a parcel of real property in Northwest Portland for park purposes from Raymond Hoy.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an acquisition by Parks and Recreation of some property located on Skyline Boulevard. So it's basically adjacent to Forest Park. And it's
how much property? It's quite a bit.
It's about 14 acres.
Yeah,
14 acres. So it's a nice addition to the Forest Park area. Urge approval.
Is Raymond Hoy available?
No one signed up.
Pardon?
No one signed up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just a very generous contribution from Mr. Hoy. Just want to thank him personally. No one signed up to testify? Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Good job, Dan. Thanks, Parks. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Salzman?
Well, we typically do send a letter to people when they sell or donate land to us thanking them, and we'll make sure that we incorporate your remarks, Mr. Mayor. But thanks to Mr. Hoy, and thanks to Portland Parks and Recreation. Aye.
Potter?
Thanks, Commissioner. Great job. Vote aye. The January 31st, 2 p.m. time certain will be rescheduled. Council will not be meeting tomorrow afternoon. Those who are watching, I just want to remind folks that we will not be meeting tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
It comes back to my office.
Pardon?
It'll come back to my office.
And it'll go back to Commissioner Adams' office. We recess until 2 p.m.
Thanks again. Good work. Thanks, Mayor. Really
that was good. Thank you. I noticed they were playing with them. Well, they were taking turns. They were.
Yeah, it's like they blew something upstairs.
A wire. So it was a wireless. Yeah, they each.
Yeah,
there were three kids that came up to speak, and they had big displays, so they couldn't sit. So we gave them
wireless. Yeah, they're watching downstairs. I saw that. And now I didn't realize that.
And then one of them.
Yeah.
The sound went out, and then after that, just
yeah,
like
knocked
that.
Everything out.
Wow. They were dynamite.
They were, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Thank you. Yeah, that Thank you.
check, 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 check. Test one, test one, test one, test, 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 test. Check, check, hello, check. Hello, hello, test, 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 test. Test, can you hear, can you hear, can you hear? Check, 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 check. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 can you hear? Check, 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 check. Not great, not great. Check, check, check. Hello, hello, hello. Test, 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 test. Test, test, check. Can you hear? Check, check, check. Hello, hello. One, two, three. Check, one. Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Check, test, test. Test, test, test. It's okay if I'm talking here. Can you hear? Can you hear? Check, 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 check. Can you hear? Check, 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 check. Can you hear me if I'm talking here? Check, check. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Check, 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 check. Can you hear? Can you hear? Can you hear? Check, check. Mic three. Can you hear? Mic three. Mic number three. Can you hear? Check. Am I talking? Can you hear? Check one, check two. Check. Can you hear? Test. Can you hear? Test.
It was dark, but everybody was crammed together.
And about that time, the top of the closet popped off, and you could see the kids go up there and just go choo, 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 choo.
And it lifted me up in the air, and I still had to leave it.